very hard, okay, you know, to look beyond the other people's fault and see the perfect Son of God on the other. We know that, but that's your goal, though. You say, I'm going to embody, okay, the example and loving and compassion. And also, you're trying to understand about the pain, you know, of humanity. But then on the other hand, okay, you know, you just despise, you know, all humanity. It's not congruent. Do you understand what I'm talking about? What you're trying to achieve and what you're behaving is not aligned. It's causing conflict. Causing conflict. Not because you have to do it. You've been honest. I just hate them anyway. Fine. You've been honest. But when you say, I try to love them, but I still hate them, you're creating conflict. I love life, but I hate life. You're creating conflict. I want to be rich, but I'm poor. You're creating conflict. Got it? I love my mom, but she always irritates me. You're creating conflict. You love your mom regardless. Can you do it? Very difficult. Become a practice. Is it practical? Yes. Your mom will love you. Your mom will die in peace. Trust me. If you love your mom unconditionally. Don't go to your mom, I love you, but you irritate me. Then your mom keeps thinking, okay, yeah, she loved me, my daughter, but I irritate her. Do you know what that means? If she believe it, she feels guilty about that. She cannot die in peace. You think I'm kidding? I'm not kidding. It's sinking, especially somebody close as a daughter say, I love your mom, but you irritate me. What's it mean? Your mom said, okay, she loved me. Is something wrong with me? She will feel guilty about it. Something I haven't done well. That's the daughter's, the best you can do? It's creating conflict. Now, this is worldly, okay? Nothing to do with your enlightenment. And be happy. Come on. You cannot create in conflict. Be happy. I want a lot of money, but I'm poor. You're creating conflict. I love my boyfriend, but, okay, I'm afraid he will leave me. You can't love your boyfriend if you're afraid he will leave you. And then I told my young student, if you're in love, fall into it. Feel the pain. Enable at least you love, okay, 3 months, 3 days, 3 weeks. At least you know you in love. I'm afraid, okay, you know, he, she will leave me. Forget about it. You are testing the water with your toes, okay? I don't trust you deep inside. For goodness sake, okay, feel the pain, dive into it. And then cry your eyes out if he walk away. At least you tell your mom, I've done it. Why are you afraid of pain? Afraid of pain you cannot love. Dive into it, feel the pain. You are not the only one feel it anyway. All humanity experience that. Be brave.